Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, amazing grace. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you lavish your grace on us this day. God who's given life and breath to us all. Hallelujah. We were made for you. We were created for you. We were created to worship him. Hallelujah. You know, even the creation itself cries out to him. There's a frequency throughout everything that's created. Everything in the cosmos, the stars, are giving praise to the Creator. We are to give praise to our Creator. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you for the cross. You deserve the glory, Lord, that we would offer our bodies to you as living sacrifices. Thank you that we get to be a part of what you're doing to serve you and your purposes, Lord, in this generation. After David had accomplished the will of God in his generation, he went to sleep. He passed on. Can we say the same after we have done the will of God, that we take our last breath and we'll know that we have done what we were called to do? Not as a means of being justified, but because of justification, we've given ourselves back to him as a reasonable service. We offer our bodies back to him as living sacrifices, that we should live the rest of our lives for him. That's what you're called to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you would allow us to be a part of what you're doing. Lord, thank you that we get to serve you. The Bible says, Jesus said, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the earth as a witness, and then the end shall come. We're still in that season of getting the word out. And so we get to be a part of that. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the opportunity to share this morning from your word. And I ask, Holy Spirit, you will bring to my remembrance everything I need to remember. Lord, grant me utterance to speak this morning. Lord, I pray that you will break through, Lord, any barriers to hearing today. I plead the blood of Jesus over every heart and mind here today, that we will hear what you are saying, Lord God, that you will use me as your vessel, Lord. For we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So I want you to be glorified in this message, Lord. May our attention be always upon Jesus. Amen. Amen. Title of the message this morning is The Work of Faith. The Work of Faith. James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. True faith has works. Good works are the outward proof of the reality of our faith. They give outward expression to what would otherwise be invisible. Galatians 5:6, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but what? Faith working through love. Faith working through love. So true faith expresses itself through love. And love is the source of the works, which, listen, follow our justification. Not a means to, but they follow our justification. All the law is fulfilled in one word, and that is love. Love is the principle on which faith works, true faith. Galatians 5:14, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So the Bible is clear that we are saved by grace through faith, and that salvation is of the Lord. That's not being disputed. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now, look at verse 9, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So salvation is not a result of our works. It is a result of the work of God on our behalf. Can you say amen? Amen. So the Bible doesn't say you are saved by grace through faith plus works. However, the scripture is clear that genuine faith will result in good works. It's not a matter of faith or works, but faith and works. It's not a matter of faith or works, two camps, but faith and works. Faith working through love. James 2:18, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. They believe in God too. Verse 20, but do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect or complete. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Again, it's not faith and or, right? It's faith and works, faith working through love. And the word for love is agape. God is agape. We're talking about a heart that is motivated by the love of God. Amen? To do works that glorify the Father. So grace is the principle upon which God justifies a sinner. Faith is the means by which man receives justification. The blood of Jesus is the price that was paid for our salvation. God is the active agent or the one who justifies us. The power of God is the proof of our justification. The power of God is the proof of our justification. And good works are the result of our justification. Again, not a means to justification, but as a result of justification, we have good works. So works, again, are the outward proof of the reality of our faith. And they give expression to what would otherwise be hidden or invisible. And, you know, we see that in the story of Zacchaeus in Luke 19. Verse 1, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. I wonder how he knew he was there. And said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they, the people, of course, saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Not realizing their own sin, of course. And then we see Zacchaeus' conversion here in verse 8. Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. Now, Zacchaeus understood what was required under the law of Moses, and yet he gave back more than what was required under the law. See, under the law, the thief was to compensate double the value of what was stolen. And that's in Exodus 22:7. You can look it up. In Luke 19, verse 9, Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house." And it's interesting, he said, "because he is also a son of Abraham." Now, Jesus didn't say salvation has come because of the good deed that you did. But he mentioned Abraham here, that he is a son of Abraham. And so this expression, a son of Abraham, indicates more than natural descent. It means that Zacchaeus exercised the same kind of faith in the Lord that Abraham did. And salvation did not come because Zacchaeus was a Jew by birth or because of his charity or restitution. His charity and restitution was a result of a repentant heart. He had a change of heart that resulted in his salvation. His works were not the cause of his salvation, but a result of his salvation. Our confession should also be accompanied by works. Again, it's not a matter of faith or works, but faith and works. True faith is practical. James 2:26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." There it is again. So James makes it clear that a faith that does not result in good works is not true faith. And I did a message a couple weeks ago on a Wednesday night called "Intellectual Faith or Saving Faith." So a faith that does not result or have the fruit of good works is not true faith. If we are born again and the Spirit of Christ is within us, the love of God will motivate you to love and to good works. Works of service as a result of salvation, but not as a means to. See, some people got the cart before the horse and they're thinking, well, if I do a bunch of good things, God will save me. No, we're only saved by the mercy of God through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Through his sacrifice, we've been made right, reconciled to God. But why were we reconciled? Amen. So that we could then go and represent him in the earth as ambassadors. Amen. And that we could continue on the works that Jesus did and bear fruit unto eternal life. Amen. But bring a return to the Lord based upon his sacrifice, that the Father might be glorified in the Son and in the people of God. James is describing a person who has nothing but a profession of faith here. He says this man, he has faith, but there is nothing about his life that indicates that his faith is genuine. Jesus said in Matthew 7:24, how many know this one? "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and believes them." Believing is what? Is doing. "I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." Galatians 5 and verse 6, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. It's not a work of the flesh, but faith working through agape, through love." Faith expressing itself through love. James 2:24, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." It's not faith or works, it's faith and works. If your faith is genuine, it will produce good works. "For out of our heart will flow the rivers of living water," amen, "which is Christ in us, who is the hope of glory." If you are in Christ, if Christ is in you, amen, then we are called to a cooperation in the Holy Spirit, amen, to partner with him in his will in the earth, amen, that we might again bring glory to the Father by the way that we live our lives here in this world. True faith will always be evidenced by one's works. That is the fruit of one's life. Some people profess to know God, but in works they deny Him. The way they live proves they don't really know God. Titus 1:16, they profess to know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. In other words, their life does not reflect the reality of what they confess. They confess to know God, but in works they deny Him. It's not a matter of faith or works again, but it's faith and works. True saving faith expresses itself through love. Good fruit is a result of true repentance, see? A truly repentant person receives the grace of God. When I got saved, when I got born again, I was so ecstatic, so thankful, so in love with Jesus, that I just said, Lord, I'll do anything for you. What do you want? What can I do for you? You did everything for me. What can I do for you? I had a motivation now to serve the Lord. Prior to that, I could care less. It was all about me, you know. But when you get born again, it's not all about you anymore. You have the love of God in you, and the love of God motivates you to love people that you see. Come on. And when you're loving people you see, you're loving Him you don't see. Good fruits is a result of true repentance. Because truly repentant person is one who receives the grace of God. I've said this before, but people will say, well, I received Jesus. Question is, did He receive you? A lot of people say they received Jesus, but they deny Him in their life. They don't live for Him. When you're born again, you receive a new heart. And this new heart has a new desire. Amen? To please God. To honor God. To glorify the Lord. Come on. You will have good works if you are in Christ. Because a genuine repentance produces a change of heart. Change of mind. Again, works are not a means of justification. But they are the result of justification. And here it is, Ephesians 2:10. How many know this? For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for, everybody say it, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I don't know about you, but I delight to do the Lord's will. I want to work for Jesus. Better yet, I want to walk with Jesus. Amen. When we're walking with Jesus, you do the work together with Him. Amen? We're doing life together with the Lord now. I'm not working for God. I'm working with God now. Amen. A legalist is working for God. Amen? But in grace, we're working with God. We're doing life together with the Lord. Notice He didn't say that those who obey Him would escape the wind and the rain in Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. So it doesn't mean that you're going to have smooth sailing, that your life is going to be free from storms, but that the people who heed God's word will be able to withstand the storms of life. What are some practical expressions of faith? How about prayer? You can't say you have faith if you're not praying. Because prayer means I believe that God hears me and God's going to answer my prayers. Amen. Anything I offer in agreement with His will, He hears and He'll answer. So, amen. Our responsibility is to obey the Lord's instructions. That's practical faith. Amen. We intercede. We pray for others. Giving praise is another expression of faith. Amen? Praise glorifies God. How many know that praise is audible? When you go to a ball game, wouldn't it be unusual if everybody kind of sat there quietly? Some church services are like that, you know. There's hardly anybody praising God. They're only a portion of the people are praising God. The other ones are sitting and counting the tiles or whatever. Come on. Wouldn't it be unusual, a little game where people just kind of sat there and looked around and nobody was praising the team? How much more the King of Glory, amen, deserves the praises of His people, the one who redeemed us with His own blood. Amen. He deserves everything. Amen. The least we can do is give Him thanks and praise. Amen. Which is audible expression of our hearts of gratitude to Him. And how many know that God inhabits the praises of His people? Amen. You want heaven in your heart? Give God praise. Hallelujah. Another way we can practically express our faith is what we did this morning. Giving. Through sharing with others even. It's a practical act of faith. James 2:15, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to him, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Hello. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Another way we can practically apply faith is by providing for our families. That's a work of faith. 1 Timothy 5:8, but those who don't care for their relatives, especially those in their own household, have what? Denied the true faith. Such people are worse than unbelievers, King James says, infidels. We have a responsibility. Love means I will sacrifice myself for the benefit of someone else. Amen, guys? We get up and go to work, ladies too? You're making a sacrifice of your time, of your efforts, of your life to make a provision, not just for yourself, but usually there's somebody else, amen, that you're providing for. Especially when you're younger and you have families, amen, you go to work. Not because I feel like it all the time, but because I have a responsibility. And I have a responsibility before the Lord to provide for my family. Amen. And that means that there's going to be a sacrifice. But true love has a sacrifice, doesn't it? God is in the sacrifice. You see, love is patient. Love suffers long. It's long suffering. Amen. Love is willing to suffer for the benefit of somebody else. God demonstrated His love for us. For God so loved the world. Amen. He sacrificed Himself for us. Another way that we practically express our faith is by gathering together as the body of Christ. This is a practical expression of our faith. In Acts 2:46, so continuing daily, this is the early church, with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Verse 47, praising God. What were they doing? Meeting together and what? Praising God. Everybody should be praising God. Can you say amen? And having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Who did it? The Lord did. What was our responsibility? Get together, praise the Lord, worship, pray, right? Reach out. Because preaching the gospel, sharing your testimony with others, is a work of faith. Romans 10:14, how then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So God chooses people to do His work, amen, on the earth. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. We have good news. Yes, amen. God has made a way of escape for mankind to escape hell. Amen. And to be part of His family. Yes. Hallelujah. Remember, I mean, we can go on and on. This can be a long series of things, but Hebrews 11 is filled with examples of practical faith. By faith, Abel offered a sacrifice to God. By faith, Noah did what? Built the ark. By faith, Abraham left his home and he journeyed to a land he'd never been to before. Because he believed God, he acted upon the word he heard. In other words, it wasn't just, I agree with that. He put action to what he agreed with. By faith, Sarah had a baby at 99, right? Maybe by 100 by the time the baby came, I don't know. But it was around there. Huh? And Sarah was, I thought she was 99. 89? Okay. All right. I was only off by 10 years. It was a miracle anyways, even at 89, right? Come on. How about Joseph? God moved upon Joseph, right? Told him to store up grain for what? 7 years? What if Joseph had said, well, I'm just going to believe God. Come on. And just believe an angel will appear and make it happen. No, God gave them an instruction. They obeyed the instruction, and that God commended them. Amen. And because of his obedience, many souls were saved. Amen. We're kept alive. So we have to choose to agree and obey the instruction God gives us. You know, because if we choose not to obey God's word, hello, then God is not responsible for the outcome. God gets blamed for a lot of things that we did because we failed to listen or to acknowledge him. True faith expresses through works that are done in love. And how many know that love is more than words? More than words. Faith is more than words. Faith is applying the word that you hear. James 1:22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So it's more than just coming and receiving a word and acknowledging that's true or maybe not agreeing with it. But listen, when we receive from the Lord, amen, there's a purpose in that. When God speaks to us, he always speaks to us with a purpose. Amen. And believing God means that I will agree with his word. So if he gives me an instruction, I'm going to obey the instruction. Amen. Amen. And therefore, you are justified through faith, and that is believing God. And if you believe God, you believe his word. And when you act upon the word of God, your faith is validated as authentic and commendable before the Lord. Come on, somebody. This is not just an intellectual thing here. Amen? That we're just agreeing to something that's true. Faith has works. Faith has evidence. Faith has substance. Amen. It's not just saying, oh, I agree. Amen, brother. Good word. Well, let's be doers of the word. Amen? And let's glorify our Father in heaven. He deserves it. And we get to be a part of what he's doing. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. How about you? You know what Jesus said? If you love me, you will obey my commandments. Would you stand this morning? Thank you for coming. And thank you for not running out the door. I love you. I tell you the truth. Amen. Only God knows our hearts. Amen. So if God spoke to you this morning, agree with his word and act upon it. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the word this morning. Thank you for choosing us and allowing us to partner with you, Lord God. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the blood that you shed for us. Thank you, Lord, for redemption through your blood. But Lord, we have been saved with a purpose. We know that you saved us, Lord, with a holy calling as well, that we would partner with you, that we would be a part of your ministry here in the earth, Lord, that we would be an extension of your divine plan here in the earth. Lord, we want to see your kingdom come, your will be done, your agenda accomplished. We ask you for grace and mercy. Help us, Lord. Grant us the grace we need to every day live our lives with purpose, as you have called us to a holy calling. Lord, and my prayer is that you would fill each one of us with the knowledge of your will, and that, Lord, our hearts would be motivated by your love. I pray that out of our lives, Lord, you will shine. There's an old song years ago called Make Me a Blessing, one of my favorites. It says, out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Out of my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing. Oh, Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Give as 'twas given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed. Unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. That out of my life, Jesus would shine. Oh, Savior, we pray. Make us, this house, your people, a blessing in this world. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming today.